It's WNRN. We are live at In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. Happy to be along with you this afternoon. I'm Mark Keefe, and we've got Modern English in the studio today. They're going to be at the Canal Club at 1545 East Carey Street tonight with The Fan and St. Samuel. Doors at 7, shows at 8. The new album, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll ask them about that in a few moments. You've been hearing us play Long on the Tooth. All of this stuff is coming soon, but they're here now, and so we're so happy to be here welcoming them. So give them a warm round of applause, Modern English.
This is the new single. It came out, I think, about a week ago. Check it out. It's about getting older and slightly bolder. It's called Long in the Tooth. Questions. It's taken a lifetime. I'm long in the tooth. It's taken a lifetime, taken a lifetime, taken a lifetime. I'm long in the tooth. And now everything's aching and occasionally breaking. I can't see out my window. Long in the tooth. It's taken a lifetime, taken a lifetime, taken a lifetime. I'm long in the tooth. I know something, it might be nothing. I know something that you don't know. I know something, it might be nothing. I know something that you don't know. I know something, it might be nothing. I know something that you don't know. I know something, it might be nothing. I know something that you don't know. It's taken a lifetime, taken a lifetime, taken a lifetime. I'm long in the tooth. Something that you don't know. I know something, it might be nothing. I know something that you don't know.
Modern English here at In Your Studios in Chaco Bottom. They're at the Canal Club at 1545 East Carey Street in Richmond tonight. Doors at 7, shows at 8. The Fan and St. Samuel opening up. So you made this record, or started a record a year ago, right? Started doing it?
Last November, September.
Yeah. So are you more patient or less patient as you're doing these things now?
Much more, I think.
Yeah.
As you get older, you tend to get a bit more patient.
Time passes by a lot quicker when you get old.
We did it in Rhinebeck in upstate New York, and we did it sort of with the doors open so you could get a bleed from the mic, so it had a live feel.
It's alive, pretty much a recorded live.
We didn't want to sound like the homogenised stuff on the radio, which you hear every day, which just passes you by.
Yeah.
We wanted it to have an edge to it and to sound like we were playing it, not, you know.
It sounds great. The thing, Long in the Tooth... what struck me about it was that I hear television in it. I hear really, really cool stuff that just I haven't heard out of you in a long time.
Yeah, it seems to be going over really well. We've been touring now for, it's the fifth week now.
Yeah.
And it's been going, every night that song goes over very well. The new songs go over really well.
Robbie, Mick, introduce the other guys in the band.
We have over here from Tucson, because Gary got really ill and couldn't make it, unfortunately. Gary McDowell, our guitarist. From Tucson over here, we've got Gabriel Sullivan, who's been brilliant on this tour.
And over here is a fellow Englishman, but he actually lives down in Miami now. His name is Rick Chandler, ladies and gentlemen. Very good drummer. Okay, we're going to play from our new album, which is coming out early next year, January, February time. The album's called 1, 2, 3, 4. The first song is called Crazy Lovers. I'm the kind of guy that counts the stars. I'm the kind of person that won't go far. I'm always listening to sound. It all goes round and round. You crazy lovers, you step above us. I still don't know what time it is. Still don't know what day it is. You crazy lovers, you step above us. I still don't know what time it is. I still don't know what day it is. Then we listen to sound. It all goes round and round. I'm the kind of guy that won't go far. I'm always listening to sound. It all goes round and round. It all goes round and round. You crazy lovers, you step above us. I still don't know what time it is. I still don't know what day it is. You crazy lovers, you step above us. I still don't know what time it is. I still don't know what day it is. Then we listen to sound. It all goes round and round and round.
To save this human's race,
never comprehending the race at long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. Getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. The future's
very much.
It's Modern English Live here on WNRN. That was fantastic. 14-year-old Mark just woke up inside me when you did that, by the way. And I actually was reminded, like, I think I actually told my girlfriend at the time that I would melt with her. And I think that was a big deal. So, yeah.
I think a few people said that.
Yeah, I think so, too. There are like a million covers of that song, too. Are any of them shocking to you that you've ever heard?
There's a really good one with a harp.
Yeah.
Like a really massive harp. And
a French band, Nouvelle Vague,
yeah,
have done a really good... They did a bossa nova version of it.
Nice.
They did a whole LP of songs, but in a bossa nova style.
And I sang it live with them at a festival in Belgium as well. Yeah. It was quite good fun.
That must have been shocking to them and to the audience to have you step out.
It was good.
And sing it.
It was
good. But it was a blast. Speaking of covers, a couple of you were in This Mortal Coil too, or did stuff with This Mortal Coil.
Yes,
we've done stuff with them. Yeah.
Yeah. So those were great covers that they chose. Did you get a hand in that, or how was that done?
Ivo,
the guy who ran 4AD.
Who ran 4AD? He, as a matter of fact, the whole project started when he asked us to re-record a couple of songs from our earlier days, 16 Days and Gathering Dust.
Yeah.
And we were too busy, so then he got Liz and Robin from the Cocteau Twins, and me and Gary played on that, and then Rob played on the
I did the Colin Newman album. Song, Not Me.
Yeah.
Which was the only song on the album with with drums on it, so that made it stand out a bit.
And that was the first the Smart Coil record, correct? Were you on the other ones?
No, not me. I was. No, we only just did those ones. Yeah, you used to pick people out and say, "Do you want to do this?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that?"
I mean, later on, the Breeders, Kim Deal was and Tanya from Foam Muses were played. You know, me and your sister. Stuff like that. And I mean, there's three albums that Ivo made.
Yeah, those are gorgeous
records. He lives in America now, by the way.
Oh.
Santa Fe
area.
Oh, very nice. I'm going to stop by and say hi to him.
Yeah. If you can find him.
If you can find him.
Oh. He's a bit of a recluse.
Oh, so another who has passed, Vaughn Oliver, who was, I guess, the art director's, did all of the, essentially what the style was. I think a lot of people forget that. You were on 4AD. 4AD had like in-house style and in-house everything, and you kind of I don't know how much input you guys had into that, but I wonder what your reaction.
Vaughn started his career with doing Gathering Dust, our second single on 4AD.
Oh,
and he finished his career with the reimagining of Mesh and Lace and After the Snow, the new album covers, which are brilliant, by the way.
Yeah,
and then he unfortunately passed away. Yeah.
Yeah, and when I saw the band, I'm pointing at a banner.
That's Chris Biggs' work. Chris worked with Vaughn a lot as well. Yeah.
So it kind of carries through. And, your style, you guys were kind of a bridge between the punk rock of the 70s into, what became its own style, which is the new wave of the 80s. But that style was so unique. I imagine it was just nice to be able to be part of all of that.
Oh, yeah, it was a very important time, I think, especially in England. I'm not so sure about America because we were based in London at the time.
We didn't know that we were part of anything then. We were just part of 4AD, it was a gang.
But there were a lot of bands playing around, 79, 80. You had Factory Records in the north, Mute in London and 4AD, and there was lots of stuff happening at that time.
Yeah, and that was the scene to be in.
Or Joy Division, The Cure, Gang of Four, you name it. So, they all came out of that.
So because it was so unique, when you saw other people's album covers and other people's styles, did you ever get jealous and say, I wish that was one of ours?
No, we had the best.
No.
I would say this.
We had Vaughn Oliver. We didn't need anybody else.
Right. Yeah. Vaughn was in your camp in a big way. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks
for coming down.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Big thanks also to Steve, Joey, Michelle with Modern English. Also to Carlos, Andrea, Paul, Reese, and anybody else I've forgotten from In Your Studios from WNRN, Anna, Kirsten, Graham, and Amber also for setting everything up. Give yourselves one more big hand and tell them how much you like them. Modern English, everybody.